Well, it was deja vu all over again on Saturday night at Joe Martin Field as the Bellingham Bells defeat the Wenatchee Apple Sox by a 1-0 score. The only run of Saturday night's game came in the bottom of the eighth inning. With one out, the Bells recorded back-to-back singles to put runners at first and third. Jason Shedlock grounded out on a ball softly hit between the mound and first base and was able to be cleanly fielded by Antonio Gianni, but his only play was to first base. He flipped it over there to get the out, but the first man to reach on a base hit, Kaikea Harrison, came in to score from third, and that was the only run that we would get here tonight. Two games between the Apple Sox and the Bellingham Bells, a total of 20 innings played, and two runs have been scored. Wenatchee falling 1-0 as they drop 2-3 to begin this series against the Bells, and this despite an unbelievable outing from Quincy Vassar on the bump. Vassar was absolutely dominant. A complete game from him. Of course, he didn't get a chance to pitch the ninth inning, so it is deemed a complete game. He struck out four batters in the game, including the final man that he faced in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch coming. Kirkpatrick swings and misses at the breaking ball down low, and he will be tagged out to complete the strikeout. He thought he foul-tipped it. Home plate umpire Billy Yeager says otherwise, and Quincy Vassar has his first strikeout of the night. This offering is in there for called strike three. Mejia down looking on three pitches. Two down here in the fourth inning. Another 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Quincy Vassar. And two down here on the bottom of the seventh inning. Quincy Vassar ready to go. The 1-2 pitch. That's in there for called strike three. He tosses eight innings in his longest outing in three seasons with the Apple Sox, but one run scores on two hits in the inning for Bellingham. Just an incredible outing from Vassar in a game that it's unfortunate because he is unfortunately handed the loss to fall to 1-3 on the season. He did everything he could. The Apple Sox out-hit the Bells. They played perfect defensively, no errors committed, yet they do drop this game by a 1-0 score. And all of a sudden, it all comes down to Sunday for who will win the first half. Bellingham, with his fourth consecutive win, has kept the dream alive. They entered the weekend knowing that they had to sweep Wenatchee in order to win the first half. And now they have taken two of three games and are one game away from winning the first half. Of course, Wenatchee keeping an eye on that Edmonton series because the Apple Sox, with a win on Sunday, can still clinch the first half so long as they have a better run differential than the Edmonton Riverhawks. But as mentioned, it all comes down to Sunday's 1:35 p.m. game. Your favorite night of the summer is coming up soon. Join the Apple Sox at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium for Fireworks Night on July 3rd against the Victoria Harbor Cats. Cheer on the Sox for this playoff rematch July 2nd through 4th, and then stick around after the middle game to watch the fireworks light up the sky. Lock in your tickets now for the best night of summer at applesox.com/schedule. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. We're joined by Luca Boscarino, who had an exciting announcement earlier today, announcing a new college commitment. Bosco, tell us about it.
I'll be going to Reinhardt University this fall in Georgia, man. A great NAI, finished third in the country last year. Super excited to get down there, play for Coach Burton, Coach Moyer, and I'm just so happy to go there, so happy to make that decision, and I can't wait for this next year ahead.
Staying in the warm weather. You're a warm weather guy. You played in Texas. Tell me what you really like about Reinhardt's program.
Just the coaching staff, man. They win. They got a great culture. They got a lot of Canadians down there, too. They take care of their Canadians, so that's huge. But, dude, Coach Burton and Coach Moyer, the way they recruited me, whatever they told me about their team, the culture that they build year in, year out, it's special, man. You don't find that at a lot of places. So I couldn't be happier to go there. I know the past couple of days, it's been just a no-brainer to decide on them. And I'm just super excited to go down there, play in that environment, and win some games, too. It's a great baseball program.
Absolutely. Heading into your senior year, playing time and just getting in there regularly had to be a big thing you were looking for.
Absolutely. I know it's my last year, next year. Just want to go to a spot where I could get in, help the team on the field, and And I couldn't be happier going there, man. Just getting in a spot where they need a catcher, and just they win too, man. It's a great team. So hopefully finish my last year off with a ring, man. That'd be special. Yes, great guys, great environment, just having an absolute blast on the field. And wouldn't mind leaving with some hardware on my finger, so that'd be huge.
Absolutely. Did you get a chance to visit at all? I know you've been in every day with us. You pretty much came from the end of the school ball season. Did you get a chance to swing by there at all?
Not at all. I hit the portal June 3rd, and then Coach Moyer, he reached out to me on Twitter, and we've been getting on the phone a lot. We did a nice Zoom with the staff and my family, which was important to me. And they basically done everything they could virtually to show me the school and the program and everything like that. So I feel like I've been there going there for 2 years already. So I'm excited to get down there, man.
What's this process been like? Because you went to Connor State before, you went to University of Incarnate Word, now you're going there. Hopping between schools is not uncommon for a player, but what's that adjustment for you when you go to a different school?
Right, it's been crazy, man. Like being from Toronto, going to Connors in Oklahoma for 2 years, that's far. San Antonio's even farther. I just keep getting farther and farther out here in Wenatchee. But no, it's been fine, man. I feel like I'm a gamer. I just need two white lines and a field and a batter's box, and that's where home is for me, man. I'm comfortable wherever I'm going. Super excited to get down to Georgia. I've been there a lot for travel ball, so I'm kind of familiar with the area, but it's just another day for me, man. Just another day, and I can't wait to get down there.
I was going to say, you're kind of checking off another American state here. You're a guy from Mississauga, and this has got to be kind of neat for you, exploring the states a little bit.
Right. Oh, yeah, I love it, man. I think I've been just about everywhere from travel ball to Connors, Incarnate Word. We travel to Louisiana a lot. I'm out on the West Coast now. I'll be in Georgia going to some cool places where they play too. I can't wait to experience, man. I feel like I know America more than some spots in Canada now with how things have been going. So I'm super excited to get down there. It's a beautiful campus, nice little town, which I love. So I can't wait.
Absolutely. Well, Bosco, thank you for joining us. Best of luck here tonight.
Thanks, Joel.
Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple Capital of the World from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free, or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out applesoxcamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. First complete game since June 24th, 2022 at Edmonton, but it was not enough as the Apple Sox fall to the Bells 1-0. For Vassar in this game, it was the longest outing of his four-year West Coast League career. He's now up to 105 strikeouts, which is second most in team history, and six away from becoming the franchise's all-time leader. But the only run scored came in the bottom of the eighth inning on two of the three base hits that he would allow on the night. A very tough loss for him to fall to 1-3 on the campaign. So the Apple Sox falling in this one, and let's run through the numbers. From tonight's game, Wenatchee, no runs on six hits, no errors, and eight men left on base. The Bells, meanwhile, score one run on three hits. They commit one error, and they stranded four men on the base paths. The win in this one will go to Sax Mattson. He tossed a scoreless top of the eighth inning. He did not allow any base hits, walked one batter, stranded him in scoring position at second base after a two-out walk. Aiden Doherty reached for the fourth time. He was left stranded, and Mattson would pick up the victory. Ryan Heppner with a scoreless ninth inning also stranded a man in scoring position. Wenatchee put a base runner on the base paths in all but three of the nine innings, but was shut out for the second straight day and the third time this season. So the Apple Sox fall, and it all comes down to Sunday. Again, the first half playoff berth very much up for grabs heading into the final game of the first half on Sunday. Wenatchee must win and get either an Edmonton loss or for the Riverhawks to at least finish with a worse run differential than the Apple Sox. Wenatchee's run differential right now is at plus 34. Edmonton, at the time of the broadcast, is still in action against Port Angeles, but leading heavily late. The Riverhawks have two games remaining in the first half against Port Angeles on Sunday and Monday. If they finish with a better run differential than the Apple Sox, but Wenatchee wins on Sunday, then the Riverhawks will win the first half. However, Bellingham has the easiest situation in terms of simplicity. They win Sunday, they win the first half. They and Wenatchee are currently tied atop the North Division standings, and it is up to those two teams to really decide a lot of things with the moving parts. Wenatchee falls to 17-9 in the first half. Bellingham improves to 17-9. We will talk to you on Sunday afternoon, a 1:10 pregame show presented by Kennedy Real Estate Group ahead of the 1:35 p.m. first pitch. You can hear it all on the Apple Sox Radio Network